Welcome to the Podcast Growth Show. Next level thinking on how to increase your podcast subscriber base. Hi, my name is Jürgen Berkessel, and I'm the founder of Polymash, a creative agency that specializes in podcasting as a content strategy for solopreneurs, small businesses, startups, and even large corporates. And in this our welcome episode, I'd like to talk a little bit about what you'll get out of listening to this podcast and video series. If you're thinking about launching a show, but you're intimidated by the idea of marketing it, I feel you. And if you already have a podcast, but not happy with how many subscribers you have, you're not alone. And this podcast is here to help and to provide you with a community to share some ideas and resources and experiences. The current podcast ecosystem is really challenging to promote a podcast in. First of all, there are roughly north of 500,000 shows that have been produced and 20 million episodes or so. It would take about 2,000 years to listen to all of it. So it's just a crowded space, and it's become ever more popular. It's increasing year on year. Add to that the increasing role of Chinese click farms, which have an outsized impact on the top 200 of iTunes, then it means that the charts really are gameable, hackable, and a lot of people are doing just that. There's a YouTube video I'd love for you to go and watch in the show notes by a guy named Limelink. He uploaded it and really did a deep dive analysis of almost proving how Chinese click farms are influencing the iTunes charts in a bad way. So careful, you might get depressed, or worse, be tempted to do the same for your podcast. Don't do that. This podcast is here to help, and don't go for any black hat techniques, because iTunes right now is in a major cleanup mode, and a lot of podcasts just this week have gotten thrown out of the iTunes directory. So you're just unnecessarily taking a risk. There are better ways. Of course, compounding that is the way that shows are launched today aren't the same as it was a couple of years ago either. The old model of running a contest or a giveaway in exchange for some reviews, what was what worked to drive podcasts to the top of the iTunes store a few years ago. But now the algorithms really have changed. The way that the store works, and as I said, you know, is being hacked, has changed and has had an overall impact. So really what I'm saying, as a result of the overall landscape, promoting your podcast now has to come from newer sources. But what exactly are those sources? And how do you promote and market your podcast in 2019 and beyond? So that's what we want to talk about here and give you a lot of resources and ideas and actionable tips to do that for your show. Now, at Polymash, we are focused on podcasting as a content strategy. So this isn't business podcasting, but it's leveraging a podcast for your business. So that's inbound rather than outbound methodologies, not trying to sell something, but trying to provide value for your listeners and allowing them to discover you, to be attracted by your topic, your content, your stories, or your interviews, and all the while getting to know, like, and trust you. Because you're there providing value in the form of content, knowledge, and attainment. They like to listen to your show. And the discoverability of your business in search engines and your authority and reputation in the field kind of goes hand in hand with your podcast growth. So we've launched shows for large pharmaceuticals, for large nonprofits. But we've also launched shows for startups and authors and speakers and solopreneurs and much smaller businesses. And I found a funny thing. Podcasting as a content strategy is much more difficult for the large players. There's just too many departments, too many cooks. People have to approve. They don't do the SEO research. The topics or the titles, even the way that voting by committee on an iTunes icon that winds up looking watered down and doesn't even pop in the iTunes store. You know, these are all things where if you have a branding department that chimes in on what they think an iTunes icon needs to look like versus what we as podcasters know it should look like in order for it to stand out a little bit. Those are all topics that come up in terms of marketing and promoting a show that are more difficult for the larger players. Really, so there are some opportunities for independent podcasters to, you know, to use this to a great advantage and to grow, you know, a small business using this podcasting as a content strategy approach. Now, about this show, the way that I'm structuring it is that we'll have multiple seasons, and in season one, we're covering kind of very traditional marketing methods. A number of them, I think these are the basics. These are the things that you definitely want to do for your show, or select the ones that you think are the best fit for your show. And in season two, we're going to talk about more advanced SEO for podcasters. That I've written a book about that. There's also a course about that. And these are some more advanced topics of how to organically grow your business website, but also your listener base by virtue of the fact that you're now getting some traffic for free. Or rather, there's an ROI to be explored. Our typical shows are getting 65% of their traffic from search. And the keywords that they would otherwise have to buy running into the thousands of dollars a month. So if you do SEO the right way, you can get thousands of dollars of free traffic that you would otherwise have to pay for on Google AdWords. So does that sound interesting? I'm hoping it does. And in season three, we're going to have some stories and interviews in the field where many of the great podcasts that are out there, we're going to find out how did they grow their show, what worked for them, and what's working for them now. So that sound good? I'm hoping that you stay with us and check out episode one that's coming up. Our season one opener episode, it talks about recent changes in podcasting directories, what that means, and how you can tell which ones you definitely must submit to and which ones you can skip. So find us at thepodcastgrowthshow.com and see you on the other side for episode one. Thank you for listening to The Podcast Growth Show. Visit us at podcastgrowthshow.com and download your podcasting resources guide.